This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And, of course, on everybody's mind are the very high temperatures that are being experienced across the United States at record high triple-digit heat indexes here in the U.S. And certainly one thing we should think about is our crops itself, an integral part of the dairy operation. So what are some of the challenges that our crop facing this type of environment? First of all, one problem has been late planting. Normally, we would plant our crops starting in April until late May with corn and soybeans, and this last year, we got them all in 2 weeks because of wet conditions in the spring. We've got some very high temperatures and humidity indexes, which exceed 100 triple digits as far as that goes, so the heat is on. And then the other challenge, Bill, is that these temperatures tend to stay high at night, so it doesn't give the crops or our animals much of a break as far as that goes. So what do our crops actually do under this heat stress situation? Well, the corn crop, when it gets extremely dry and needs moisture, it will curl up. And, of course, that reduces the moisture loss, so the crop is protecting itself. But the bad news is, Bill, that it also reduces photosynthesis. So it's going to have some impact on yield as far as that goes. The good news is that if there is subsoil moisture available, that the crop may return to normal overnight, depending on temperature and soil reserves as well. Soybeans do about the same thing. They go to what we call a vertical position, which also reduces moisture loss, and it's the same impact as our corn crop, reducing photosynthesis as far as that goes. The alfalfa, basically, because it has a fairly deep taproot, may continue to grow, but at a reduced rate, and some of our grasses will literally stop growing or go into dormancy. And there are some areas in the U.S. in which we've lost one or two crops just because there's not enough moisture to get regrowth to occur. So what are some of what I call risks and rewards? Well, for corn and soybeans, it has to do with pollination. Critical step, obviously, we get no corn development, corn kernels, if there is no pollination that's going to occur. And, of course, we need some moisture to accomplish that. And the same thing with our soybeans. They're starting to flower right now, and of course, flowering sets pods, and of course, that's where the soybeans come from. Now, what can happen with the corn crop is we have called barren stalks, which means there's no ears. There's remnants of the ear, but there's no filling in the kernel as far as that goes. And of course, that means you have to do something in deciding when the crop should be chopped, depending on your situation as well. Moisture in August is critical, primarily because it fills the starch level in the corn crop. The crop doesn't get any taller. It's now starting to go into its reproductive phases. The same thing applies to soybeans, that they will fill in August. So if we get some moisture here in August, that should help our soybean crop here as far as getting relief there. For hay, it's probably too late. There isn't much we can do with alternative sources here. Sorghum, Sudan grass, hybrids, we need to have moisture to get that job done. And it's July. They like warm soil, but they also need moisture to go. The cotton crop also seems to have some challenges in West Texas and the panhandle because of the dry condition as well. And that's going to have some impact on the price and availability of fuzzy cotton seed here as well. So our take-home messages are that, number one, I think dairy farmers that are growing crops now here in the U.S. need to assess the current status, kind of monitor what's going on in the field, what type of recoveries are going to occur here. Number two, we can hope for rain. We're hoping we're going to see some rain coming through different parts of the United States here in the late July and early August. And then finally, what are you going to do with the crop? What is the salvage value? Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. The Federal Reserve taking another action designed to cool the very hot economy and reduce inflation. USDA Radio's Gary Crawford with more.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell says the economy's too hot, inflation too high, and so...
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point.
This on top of a 0.75% hike in June. What do higher interest rates mean for farmers and commodity traders? Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer told us after the last rate hike.
Rising interest rates in the United States strengthens the dollar, makes us a little less export competitive.
Makes U.S. products more expensive for foreign customers to buy. But again, Meyer says, for farmers who depend on credit, there is one sure thing.
If you're going to go in and borrow, you're going to see the rate increasing. And if consensus is right, that rate will continue to increase throughout the year.
Which exactly is what the Fed chairman said Wednesday, predicting more rate increases this year.
The pace of those increases will continue to depend on the evolving outlook for the economy.
That was USDA Radio's Gary Crawford reporting. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com.